Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Aleph, the top line in Daf Ayin Aleph from Aleph at the new Mishnah. And our parak previously discussed Hamichas HaBayis, Hamichas HaChotza, Hamichas HaKerem, Hamichas HaIr. Then on Daf Samach HaSamabayis, we spoke about Hamichas HaSoda, what is included and what is not included when Reuven sells a field to Shimon and he sells it without specifying exactly what's included and what's excluded. And after the Mishnah mentioned a few things that are not included in the sale, the Mishnah stated, Bizmatcha Amalo, and then the Mishnah continued, Benkach Ubenkach, that it doesn't make a difference if he sold the Sada Stam or if he said, and as we explained, that those are considered like a separate Sada, and therefore, even though you stated, those items are not included in the sale. Now, our Mishnah now continues and teaches us that there are three other items that even if you stated that he v'chomash v'techa, that they would not be included, and Zokta Mishnah, lo yisabah, v'lo yisagas, v'lo yisashevach, that if Reuven sells a field stama, and even though he said he v'chomash v'techa, he does not include the pit that was used for irrigation purposes, and he also doesn't include the wine press, and he also doesn't include any birdhouse. And the Mishnah teaches us, bein chareven, bein yishuvin, and it doesn't make a difference if these items are already desolate, and they're already destroyed, or they're settled, and are being used. And at the beginning of the parak, the Gemara already brought this Mishnah, and the Rashbam explains v'leis habar v'leis hagas b'barsha b'techa sadamari, that we're talking about a bar that is in the sada shal isim b'techa sada bar lashkaisai v'leis hagasha b'sada bein charevim she'imayim b'bar, that there's no longer water in this bar and therefore it's not usable v'in kramim samach l'gas, and there's no vineyard next to this wine press and therefore it's not used v'lo yoinim b'shevech, and there aren't any birds in this birdhouse, and even so it's not included in the sale. And the Mishnah continues that even though Reuven does not include these items in the sale, but b'tzarach likach le'derach to Rabbi Kiva holds that a meichas b'ayin yafu meicha, and therefore he doesn't retain for himself a right of way, and the only way that he'll be able to get his bar a gas and shevech is only by being perech ba'avir or by purchasing a right of way from the buyer. The chacham imim ain't b'tzarach likach le'derach, and the chacham hold that a meichas b'ayin rahu meicha, and therefore he retains a right of way for himself, and therefore he doesn't have to buy a pith, and he doesn't have to buy a right of way from Shimon. And let's recall Benegei, a person that sells a bias stama. So the Mishnah Daf Samach Dalam and Aleph also taught us this machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chum, and the Mishnah stated Leis Sabar Veleis Sados Apa Pisha Kasev La Umkav Ruma V'Tzarach Likach Le'Derech to Rabbi Kiva the Chum Aimim Ein Tzarach Likach Le'Derech. And the Gemara Daf Samach Dalam and Beis, the Gemara stated that we need both of these Mishnayos, and as the Gemara stated V'Tzricha the Iashmina Bias Mishum De Beitz Niusa Av Sada Emaloi Iashmina Sada Mishum De Kashile Davsha Av Bias Emaloi Ayin. And the Mishnah continues that although we just stated that Rabbi Kiva holds that when Reuven sells a sada to Shimon Stama, that he doesn't include a bar, gas, and shevech, even though he retains the bar, gas, and shevech for himself, but he doesn't retain a right away from himself because he's meicha b'ayin yafa. However, Maida Rabbi Kiva's Maida, b'zman she'amar lechutz me'elu, that if there's a case where Reuven stated that I'm selling this sada, I'm specifically excluding a bar, or gas, or shevech, then since he didn't have to say that, and he added in the extra lashon, so based on a yitz to Lashon, that even Rabbi Kiva would be Moida, that Reuven meant to retain for himself a right of way. And the Mishnah continues with a similar machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, as Rabbi Kiva holds Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha, and the Chacham holds Meicha Bayin Ra Meicha, and therefore Machrin La'acha, that if Reuven sells to Shimon a bar and gas and shevech, and he did not sell the Sada, now the buyer owns the bar, gas and shevech, but he doesn't own the rest of the field, and he wants to get to his bar, his gas or shevech, so Rabbi Kiva ima in the derech, Rabbi Kiva holds that Shimon doesn't have to buy a derech, and a right of way was included as meicha ba'ayin yafu meicha. The Chacham Aimim tzarach likach le'derech, and a Chacham arguing Rabbi Kiva, and they hold that a meicha is ba'ayin rahu meicha, and therefore when Reuven sold to Shimon a bar or gas or shevech, he specifically only sold these items to Shimon, and he didn't sell it right away, and therefore the only way that Shimon would be able to get his bar gas or shevech is by being pareach ba'avir or by purchasing a right of way from Reuven. And now that our perek finished discussing all the items of kaka that someone may sell and what's included and what's not included, so the Mishnah now tells us a general rule that that all these dinim that we just mentioned as to those things that are not included in the sale, that is referring to a case where Reuven sold something to Shimon. However, if Reuven gives a gift to Shimon, then certainly the reason why someone gives a gift to his friend is machbas chiba, and therefore, as Rashbam explains, and when someone gives a gift to someone, he gives it in the most generous possible way. And Rashbam explains that this chiddush of the Mishnah is not only relevant to the Chachamim that generally hold that a moicha is b'ayin rahu moicha, and therefore the chiddush in our Mishnah is that when you give him a tana, you would give it b'ayin yafa, but even according to Rebbe, he holds moicha b'ayin yafa moicha. However, as Rashbam, three lines before it gets wide, explains, Hani mili the mashim farash bim chirasa in mocha akal, that whatever he explicitly stated in Mechira, he sells everything and he doesn't withhold anything of what he sold to his friend. And as we stated that if Reuben sells a bias of Sada to Shimon, then he doesn't retain it right away for himself. Even Rebbe agrees that Reuben is not selling more than he explicitly stated. However, when Reuben gives him a ton to Shimon, then certainly he's including all those items that are Mishnayos in this parak mentioned that are not generally included. And as Rashbam points out, that even on those items that are Mishnayos mentioned, that even if you'd say he v'chol mashu b'teichoy, they're not included. For example, a charuv amorkum v'sadon asikma or a bar or gas and shoyvech, they would still be included when giving a matana. And as we previously explained, v'tayim mishum the noisim ba'im yafin noisim yosim midai v'afilu may d'lehav b'chlas sada hoil v'kavua b'teicha sada. However, it's important to note that zok Rashbam umiyu miyesh moyes b'sada, there would be money in the field, or if you have grain that's lying in the field that no longer needs the ground for its growth or for drying out, as these things the Tana didn't even have to mention that they're not included in the sale, as these items have no connection to the Sada at all, then even by Mekal Matana it would not be included in the gift. And the Mishnah continues that if brothers come to split up their estate that the father left for them, Zacha b'sada, Zacha b'kulu, then if Reuven was Zeicha in Sada A, and Shim was Zeicha in Sada B, then they're Zeicha in everything that's in that Sada, and even if there's a Cheruv HaMorko, or Sada Sikma, or Bar, or Gas, and Shevech in Reuven's field, then Reuven would have a right to all those items, and the same would hold true for Shimon in his field. As Rashbam explains, Afilu Bar, v'gas v'shevech, Shem b'sada kana, and the reason is, Shekivin shezeh noitel Sada Acha, v'zeh Achas Kenegdai, that since Reuven took parcel A and Shimon took parcel B, listalik zemishel zaniskavnu, therefore they made a decision that would be mistalik from each other and they don't want to be partners at all, and therefore they each retain whatever is in their field. Rashbam is bothered that the maisa we had a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel on Daf Samachem and Aleph, and Rav held that yeshlan derech zalzeh, that if Reuven and Shimon were splitting up a house and there was an outer house and an inner house, and the only way for the one that gets the inner house to get to the Rishus Rabbim is by walking through the outer house, then for example if Reuven received the inner house, Reuven can walk through Shimon's home and get to Rishus Rabbim. And even though our Mishnah just stated that when two brothers split up an estate that each one keeps everything that they got, and therefore Reuven should have the inner house completely and Shimon should have the outer house completely, and Reuven should not be able to walk through Shimon's Rishus. However, Zokt Rashbam Umiul the Isle Derech Leprimi Alechitza and Ikla Meimed Islek Rav, that our Mishnah could still be going like Rav, could embrish the Tamil El, and as the Gemara explained on Daf Samachay, the Amalei, as Reuven says to Shimon, that I want to live in my Sada in the same manner that our father lived in the Sada, and therefore I still have a right to walk through the outer home, and our Mishnah would not be a question on the Shita of Rav. I in the top Tesis on the Amid, Diva Maschel, La'achin Shechalku, Zacha B'Sada, Zacha B'Kulo, and Tesis bothered by the same question as Rashbam, and Tesis is, Vim Taimel, Rav Da Amalel, Yeshlan Derech Zalzeh, Mishun De Meicha Bayin Rav Meicha, Hechi Amahacha, Zacha B'Kulo, K'moy Gabim Metana, and as Rashbam explains, that since Reuven and Shimon want to be mistalik from each other, and even though Reuven takes parcel A and Shimon takes parcel B, but certainly the brother that received the inner house must have retained it right away in order for him to access the Rishus Rabbim, Ayin Shom. The Mishnah continues, if a ger dies and he doesn't have Yorshim, and Reuven goes and performs a kinyan chazaka, and he's no gadol parts kolshu, so the din is hichzav b'sada, hichzav b'kula, that once he makes a chazaka in the sada, then he's going to be koina everything that's in the sada, and Reuven would even be koina a cheruv hamokov and a sadan sikma. And the Rashbam is bothered al-Khiri, the whole reason why we said that you're not koina a cheruv hamokov and a sadan sikma is because we consider it a completely different field. And al-Khiri, we learned in Daf Nun Gemara Beis that if there's two sadas and there's a mitzah echa beinayu and there's a border between them, the hichzav b'achas mehen al-manas Das Liklis Isav es Chavrasa, Arminim Mechasra Batim Isakana, Chavrasa Laikana, and therefore how could Reuven be coined from Nichzager, the Charuv HaMukov and the Sada Sikma if it's considered a separate field? And Zakr Ashbam, Afil Hachi Hachakana, then he Nami the base Sada, Chashvin and Sada, Charuv HaMukov, Mio Lekha Meitze Beinayim, but in Maisa there's no boundary between them, the Chabay Sada is Ve'im Meitze Acha Beinayim, Damu, and therefore you will be Koina, and the only time that we said Reuven cannot be Koina is only when there's two separate fields, and there's also a boundary marker between them. And the Mishnah continued that just like we stated in the Gea, Mekal Matana, that Nais and Skula, so Makdish Sada, if Reuven is Makdish a field, Hikdish Eskula, then he's Makdish everything that's in the field, and he's even Makdish a Bar, Gas and Shoivich, and he's even Makdish a Cheruv HaMokov and a Sada and Sikma. However, Rav Shimon Oimer, that a Makdish Sada, that if Reuven is Makdish a Sada, Loi Hikdish, and the Rashbam seems to be Gurus, Loi Hikdish Klum, that he's not Makdish any of those items that we mentioned in the Mishnah that a person doesn't sell. And as Rashbam states, that Makdish Daita Kedas Meicha, Shloi Hikdish Al Mashapirish, that someone does Makdish something only includes those items that he specified, and that is generally included when he sells something. However, Rav Shimon continues, Elas a Cheruv HaMokov Sada Sikma. However, he does include a Cheruv HaMokov and Sada Sikma, and even though B'negei material, it's not included, but the Gemara will bring an explanation as to why Rav Shimon holds that a Cheruv HaMokov and a Sada Sikma would be included when Reuven was Makdish Sada. And as we mentioned, the Gemara previously in Daf Samach Dal Amud Beis already discussed the beginning of the Mishnah, and the Gemara now starts from the middle of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah is mentioned, B'med V'mu B'meicha, Av Menis Matana Nesan Skula, and the Gemara asks, Maishna Mechu, Maishna Matana, what is the difference between a case of Mechira and a case of Matana? And Rashbam explains that the Gemara's question is really that we understand that B'negei Matana, someone gives a Matana B'ayin Yafa, but that should only include certain items, for example, like a right-of-way, or other items where it could be potentially included in his words. However, in those items they didn't specify, how could it be that we would say that that's included as well? And the Gemara states, Pirish Yehuda ben Akusa Lefnei Rebbe, that Yehuda ben Akusa said the following explanation in front of Rebbe, Zep Pirish Vizele Pirish, that Benegeya Matana, so Reuven specified that he's giving these items to Shimon. However, Benegeya Mecha, he didn't actually specify it, and therefore it's not included. And of course, the Gemara will ask that it's Pasha, that that's not the case of the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, Hai Zep Pirish Vizele Pirish, how can you say that in the case of Matana he was Mefarish, and the case of Mecha he was not Mefarish, Zele Pirish Vizele Pirishu? That certainly the Mishnah is not talking about different scenarios, as we're talking about the same case, where in the case of Mecha, he was Meches HaSadah Stam, or he was Meches HaBayah Stam, and similarly in the case of Matana, Reuven gave Matana to Shimon, gave it Stamah, and he was not Mefarish, and therefore, what is the chiluk between Mecha and Matana? The Gemara explains what he meant to say is, El Zeh Hoylu Lefarish, Vizel Loi Hoylu Lefarish, that since we know that when someone gives a Matana, he does so Ba'ayin Yafa Yoisimidai, so therefore, he should make sure that when he gives a Matana, he should specifically state what he's not including in the Matana. And since he didn't specify that I'm retaining for myself the Bar, Gas, and Shoivich, and all the other items in the Mishnah, and since he didn't specify, therefore, Reuven will lose out. However, even according to Rav, that a Meich is Ba'ayin Yafa Meicha, but a Meich is the only reason why someone's selling something is only because he needs money. And therefore, certainly, even according to Rav, he only sells those items that he specifies. And certainly, Reuven did not have a need to specify exactly what he's selling to Shimon, and Yad Ba'al Shtar, Tachtoina, all the items that we mentioned in the Mishnah would not be included. And we just explained the Gemara based on the Rashbam. However, Rabbeinu Chananel as well as Rabbeinu Gershom, they learn a bit differently. And as Rashbam brings down, Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Hakoina Hoyle Lefarish, that's not the seller that should be Mefarish, but since the buyer is paying money, so therefore he's able to go and make sure that he gets a proper contract and he specifically states exactly what he intends to buy. And as Rashbam states, the Kima Shunaisin Domim, Enim is Bayish Ben Amecha, he's not embarrassed to actually make it difficult for the Mecha. Therefore, Medloi Hiskak Lemecha Lefarish, Loi Hakol, Hifsid, and since he didn't require the Mecha to be very explicit as to what is being sold, therefore the buyer will lose out. If you are Ben Chananel, the words of the Gemara of El Zehoyle Lefarish is referring to a case of Mecha and referring to the buyer. And then when the Gemara states, Vizel Loihoyle Lefarish, that is actually talking about a Mekal Matana. And since Shimon is receiving a gift from Reuven, so Boishis Yeshle Menanesin, and certainly he's just appreciative that he's receiving a gift, and he's definitely not going to ask the giver as to exactly what's included in the gift, and certainly he doesn't have a requirement to ask him to explicitly state that he's giving the bar of a gas b'shevich, and therefore it's incumbent on Reuven, who's giving the gift, to actually explicitly state that he's excluding certain items, and if he doesn't exclude it, then it must be that he's giving it to him by a nyafa, Tikva, and he must have given him all these items. And the Rambam in Perish Mishnah states, Lefisha Lekeach, Choylik Levar, Mashu Lekeach, Al Mishim Akaba Matana, Boishes Uloi Loi Merloi, Be'er Masha Atanaisin Loi, and the Ritva states, Gal Matana, the Kiva Shebechinim Noisin, Ve'in Yori Klum, Hoy Alanaisin Lefarish, Chutzmi Dover Plaini, Kam Akaba Matana, Mai Farish, El Shiishtek Vikabal Mashiit Loi, and he should be just happy they received the gift. Al Macha, Loi Hoy Lelemach Lefarish, El Lekeach Shenaisim Oisav, Kam Mecha Misyari Lefarish, Pen Lo Yirtza Halo Likach, Vesemir Ki Kol Ilum Yedim, Shuyimat Bemechoi Kol Mash Yuchal, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Ahuda Amaluhu, and Ritva explains, we're talking about a case where Reuven was about to die, and he's being Mitzava Machas Misahaya, Oishchimura, the Loi Maya Hani Hailishna, as if not, and how could this Lashon work, and you would require a Kinyan, but the Maisa, since he's a Shchimura, therefore there's no requirement for a Kinyan, and Reuven says, Havule Leplanya Besa, the Machsik Meya Gupa, and want to give Shimon a house that has a floor area that could hold 100 barrels of wine. And Rashbam states, Machsik Meya Gupa, Bekaka, Rechava Erchabayas, Echim Lesada Meya Chavias, the Hainu Yud Chavias Erch, Al Yud Chavias Rechav, and it'll be a square of 10 barrels by 10 barrels. And it's a bit sarpia, why Rashbam had to say that was exactly 10 barrels by 10 barrels, as it could have been any other dimension, as long as the floor area can hold 100 barrels. But keep in mind that certainly the Rashbam had to explain that we're talking about the floor area, as otherwise potentially we'd have a shayla that maybe he meant a very small house, but it had high ceilings, and therefore by piling up barrels, you'd be able to fit 100 barrels into the home. The Gemara tells us, Hishtakach tava machzik meyav esrin, that lemaisa we went and we found that the only house that Reuven had was a home that had an area that could hold 120 barrels, and Amar Mazutra meyav amalei, meyav esrin loy amalei. Mazutra taught us that lemaisa Reuven said, I'm giving him a house that holds 100 barrels, and therefore Shimon would only receive an area of the house that could hold 100 barrels, and he'll receive 5/6 of the house. However, Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi responded to Mazutra, Mi lo tnan, didn't we learn our Mishnah, b'med v'amur b'meicha, that the only time that all the dinim of our Mishnah were relevant were b'negeya mechira, al m'neis matana neisens kulon, al m'madiyah matana b'ayin yafiyav, so therefore we see when someone gives matana, they give b'ayin yafiyav, and they even include things that they didn't mention, and hachinami m'madiyah matana b'ayin yafiyav, and in our case as well, since Reuven was giving matana to Shimon, therefore certainly he meant to give it b'ayin yafiyav, and certainly he meant to give him the entire house, and even though Reuven said, I'm giving you an area that could hold 100 barrels, and this house could hold 120 barrels, however, Zok Rashbam, that Sava Hoya Shaloi Hoya Machzik Yosa, that Reuven actually thought that this house could only hold 100 barrels, and the reason why Reuven mentioned the amount of barrels that the house could hold, and he really didn't have to say anything, L'Hashem Chashivas Amakein, the Matana Gedele, L'Kazayis Nesalai, and he did so in order to show the Chashivas of the gift, that he's giving him such a large house that it could even hold 100 barrels, but certainly he did not mean to actually minimize the gift, and Shimon is coined a full house, even though the house could hold 120 barrels. And keep in mind that L'Chira, it's Pashut, that if Reuven actually would have two houses, and there's one house that could hold 100 barrels, and there's another house that could hold 120 barrels, then certainly Reuven meant to say that I'm giving him the house that holds 100 barrels, and the only Shaila is, because in this case, Reuven only had one home that held about 100 barrels, therefore that's included, and also it's a bit sarpia, what would happen if instead of this house having the ability to hold 120 barrels, it actually held 200 or more barrels, and therefore it's impossible that Reuven actually made the mistake, and L'Chira, it seems that Reuven is minimizing the gift in that case, and you don't have the Svar of the Rashbam, and Sarapir, if the same din would apply. And prior to beginning the next Gemara, let us point out that the Mishnah that Pei Aleph and Aleph will teach us that the Rabbanon hold that if Shimon buys two trees within Reuven's field, then Shimon would not be koino any kaka, and there would be two major nafkaminos, and number one, that Shimon would not have right to the kaka, number two, that when these trees die, then he would not have a right to replant these trees, and really, Shimon is only buying the trees from Reuven in order to use the peiros while the trees are still alive, and when the trees die, Shimon would have a right to cut down the trees, and he retains the right for the wood of the trees as well. However, if Shimon bought the rights to three trees, then Karnakaka, and Shimon was Koyner Kaka, and he could walk around the trees with his basket and pick his fruits, and in addition, if any of these trees die, he would have a right to replant these trees. And Rashbam points out that that din in the Mishnah is going specifically with Lefidei Chachamim that hold Meicha B'ayin Rahu Meicha, and therefore, when you sell two trees to your friend, you don't sell him the rights to the Kaka, you don't sell him the rights to the Sada, and the only time that you sell the rights to the Sada is only once to sell three trees, as that is already called the state Elon. And Rashbam brings Uriah from our Gemara and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph that Rabbi Akiva would actually hold that Moicha Ba'in Yafi Moicha, and even if he sells one or two trees, that he would also sell the right to the Kaka, and if any of these trees die, then Shimon would have right to replant these trees. And he also brings for the Gemara that we had in Chesed Abatim on Daf Lam Zayin Beis that Machri Lonis Vishaya Kaka Lefana plucked at Rabbi Akiva Rabbanon. Rashbam points out that Avagav the Sefer to marry Begilon Lonis Bekminol Kamon Be'idich Pirkin Afilu Rabbi Akiva, and although in Daf Beis Zayin Beis the Gemara will state that the Sefer the Mishnah that states if Reuven sells to Shimon three Ilanis, then he sold him the Kaka as well, that could go evil for Rabbi Akiva. However, Mi Uresha Lav Rabbi Akiva, when the Reisha states that if Reuven sells two Ilanis to Shimon, then he does not include the Kaka, that is Dafka Fid Rabbanon, that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, and not like Rabbi Akiva, that Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha. And our Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that the Tanakhama stated that Makdish HaSada Hikdish HaSkula, that if Reuven is Makdish HaSada, then just like someone that gives him a Tana, Noisim Bayin Yafa, and the Matana even includes all the items that we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos that are excluded from a sale. Similarly, B'negeya Hegdish, someone that gives something to Hegdish, it gives it B'ayin Yafa, even those items that were excluded in our previous Mishnayos, B'negeya Mechira, would be included when someone is Makdish their Sada Stama. And we saw that Reb Shimon was Chiluk on the Tanakama, and Reb Shimon Eimeh HaMakdish his Sada LaHikdish Klum, and even if Reuven was Makdish his field and he was Makdish his Stama, then he would not be Makdish all of the items that are mentioned in the previous Mishnayos that are not included in the sale. And therefore we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that a Makdish is like someone that sells something, and even a few Rebbe that generally holds that Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha, but as we previously explained, even Rav agrees that Ben Gay is certain items which are completely considered separate from the field, and certainly that is not included in the sale, and therefore those items would not be included in Hegdish. However, Rabbi Shimon stated, Elvis HaCharuv HaMokov Esadah HaSikma, that HaCharuv HaMokov and Esadah HaSikma would be included and would be considered Hegdish. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara will explain the Pshat in Rav Shimon. The Gemara begins, Amrav Huna. Rav Huna states, Afagav the Amrav Banon, Hakoin the Shneig Lenus Betech Shechaveri, Hareza Lekona Kaka, that even though, as we mentioned in Akdama, that the Rabbanon that pay Alpha and Alpha in the Mishnah will teach us that if Shimon buys two trees from Reuven and he doesn't buy the rest of the field, then Shimon only bought the rights to the payers, and Shimon is not Koin to the Kaka at all. And as we explained, because Rabbanon hold Mecha Bain Rahu Mecha, however, Mecha Kaka Vashai Shneig Lenus Lefanov, if Reuven sells all of the kaka to Shimon, but he retains for himself two trees in the sada, then yesh lekaka, that certainly Reuven has a right to the kaka, as lemaisa according to Rabbanon, a moicha is ba'ayin rohu moicha. Therefore, certainly when Reuven retained the rights to these trees, he didn't only mean to retain the rights to the trees for the payers, and he wanted the trees forever. Therefore, number one, he would keep the kaka b'nein v'chutzlehan kamloi oyer v'saloi, and number two, he definitely keeps the kaka that's underneath the tree, and this way, if the tree dies, he would be able to replant these trees. And Rashbam explains that from this point forward, the Gemara is actually trying to explain the Shita Rabbi Huna, and the Gemara states, "Va'afilu Rabbi Kiva da'amah meicha ba'inafu meicha." That Rabbi Huna's din was even stated, even according to Rabbi Kiva, that says that generally when someone sells something, they sell ba'inafu. And l'chayru, since we know that Rabbi Kiva holds that if Reuven sells a house to Shimon and he sells his stoma, then certainly he doesn't include a bar and dos. And Rabbi Kiva holds that it's meicha ba'inafu meicha, and therefore Reuven did not retain a right of way in order to get to his own bar and dus. And if so, l'chayru l'fi Rabbi Kiva, if Reuven sold the entire field to Shimon and he retained two trees for himself, then l'chayru we should say that meicha ba'in yafu meicha, and he didn't retain any land for himself, and l'chayru the din of Rav Huna would not apply to Rabbi Kiva. But zakta gemara v'afilu Rabbi Kiva to amam meicha ba'in yafu meicha hanimili gab b'bar v'dus like k'mach k'shibara, that although Rabbi Kiva definitely holds that meicha ba'in yafu meicha, he only stated his din b'negia the case of a bar v'dus, because Reuven understands that there's no time that Shimon will be able to come to him and tell him to get rid of his bar and dus, as l'maisa the pits that Reuven had retained for himself are not detrimental to Shimon's sada. Shimon could plant all the way up to the edge of the bar and dus, and therefore there's no reason why Shimon could claim that Reuven has to leave and Reuven has to give up his rights, his bar and dus. But when Reuven retains the right to two trees for himself, so certainly Reuven wants to keep those trees forever, and he wants to have them just like he has it now, as he owns the trees, and if they would fall down or they would die, he would be able to replant these trees. And he knows that if he doesn't retain the kaka of these trees, so since it's kamach shibara, since they're actually weakening and they're depleting the land because the roots are going into the land of Shimon, we continue on daf ayin amud from beis im isa de leishaya. So if Reuven would not retain the rights to the kaka and the rights to replant these trees, so le malei akari lanch Simcha Shakal Vizil, the Lamaisa Ruby knows that Shimon will tell him that since your trees died, you have to remove your trees and you can't keep them in my land any longer. Therefore, even Rabbi Akiva would agree to this Dida Rav Huna that when Reuven sells the entire property to Shimon and he retains two trees for himself, that he still retains the land that's around the trees and the land underneath the trees. And even if the trees fall down, Reuven would have the ability to replant his trees. And let's see the Tap Rashbam and Daf Ayin Alfam Beis, the Misa Deloy Shaya Vanan Sadi, the Ludas Kain, Ikevisi Lanis La'atzmai, and the Zanan Sadi, that the Meicha kept these trees for himself, Shiyu Kan La'ilam, that she should be here forever, Af Lachs of Lita Achei Mimkaiman, Kedar Shehele, Koyach Zabi Lanis Halalu Ad Achshav, and he should retain the rights of these trees in the same manner that he had his rights prior to selling this Kaka to Shimon. And Rashbam is bothered that if so, then why do we say in the Mishnah that Pei Aleph that there's Machlek is between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? In that case, the Chachamim should even agree with the Rabbi Kiva that since Reuven sold the trees to Shimon, so Shimon must have wanted to buy them in order to have them forever and in order to be able to replant these trees. And even though generally they hold Meicha Bayin Rav Meicha, but over there we should say that Shimon should have a right to replant these trees. And Rashbam explains, Avloi Keach Ilanes in Leim Litzer Kal Yom Lachan V'Lita Achayim Bim Kaiman Da'avid Inish Dezoven Ara Liyayme L'Piris Kanan. That certainly there are many times where people will buy trees in order to use them for their payers, and they understand that not buying the rights to the tree forever, Ayin Sham. And keep in mind that we learned a sugya according to Shitas Rashbam that Shimon would be able to tie into Reuven that you have to remove your trees, but Shimon could only say so once the tree dies. But prior to the tree dying, certainly Shimon could not say to Reuven that you have to remove your trees, as certainly Reuven has the right to the tree as long as it's living, and he could use the payers until it dies. However, Ayin Tap Tesis and Up Ayin Alpha and Bay, Dio Mascha Lemalay, Akari Lancha, Shkar Vazil, and Tesis states three lines before the middle lines of Tesis, Al Kain Nilarila Farish, Yisa Deloy Shaya Klal Kaka, Lemalay, Akari Lancha, La Alta, Ulkach Zaku, Lashaya Kaka, Leonika Seilon, Ayin Sham, and Lefi Tesis, it would come out that the only reason why Rui would have retained these two trees for himself is in order to cut down the trees and use the Eitzim and use the wood of the trees. And Ayin and Tesis Rid, who states, Pirish, Kivin Shiade, Shilinis of Yoinkim, Estecha Beirai, Osa Gadaita, Lishiur Lanafshe, Vilay Mistalak Minasadal Gamri, and Shiilu Mistalak Lagamri, Yoim Loy Alakeach, Akari Lancha, Vifshe Shianku, Matech Shali, Deloy Shiartim, Laatsubcha, El Lakaitim, Litzerich Eitzim, Hilkach Mishayad, Loy Mistalak, the Kivin Dasa Gadaita, Lishiur, Mishayanami, Kakasha Tachte, and Ilamis, Ayin Sham, Ayin Rashbam, and that pay Bez and Bez that states, Loy Kamach Shibara, Loy Abor, Vilay Derek, Shan and Nisloy, Hilkach Bain Yafazovin, Vyavle Derek, and Rashbam, and that Flan Zayan and Bez explains, Abel Lonis to Kamach, Shiashroshim Bekako, Vigam Akvin Samachrisha, Vade Asakadite, Lashai Latme Kaka, Siva Silonis, Kadesh Luchal Lakech, Laralov, Veloy Mekashiov Shulonis of Akari Lonisecha, Shakoil Vizil, the Maskila Roy. And Lamaisa, we know that we pass like Rabbi Kiva, the Mecha Ba'in Yafu Mecha, and therefore the Gemara wants that Rav Huna should work out the Fi Rabbi Kiva. And at this point, the Gemara feels that Rav Huna's statement was even according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva. However, the Gemara will now continue and try to show us that the Shita Rav Huna cannot be going like Rabbi Kiva. And let's remember that in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Chesam Beis, the Mishnah taught us that if Reuven sells a Sada to Shimon Stamar, in both Lefi Rabbanon, that whole Mecha Ba'in Rahu Mecha, and even according to Rabbi Kiva, that whole Mecha Ba'in Yafu Mecha, but certainly you're not going to include those items that are considered a separate field or other Devarim Cheshuvim. And we mentioned seven items that are not included. And our Gemara continues that Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Imeh, Makdish Has Sada, Lehigdish Al Chaviva Murka Vesad Nasikma, that although the Tanakama stated that if Reuven is Makdish a field, that he's Makdish Ba'ayin Yafa, and Reuven is Makdish even those items which would not be included in a sale, and Tanakama compares the Din of Hegdish to the Din of Matana. However, Rabbi Shimon compares the Din of Hegdish to the Din of Mechar, and therefore when Reuven is Makdish a field, it would not include any of those items that are not included in a sale. However, Rabbi Shimon explains that a Charuv HaMorkov and a Sadan HaSikma, although they're generally not included in a sale, they would be included in Hegdish if this field that Reuven was Makdish has a mature carob tree or a mature sycamore tree, then they would be included in the sale. And as Mepharshim explained, that it doesn't seem likely to say that we're going to make three categories, and it'll be a category of Mechira where we see nothing is included, there's a category of Matana where everything is included, and then there's a category of Hegdish where some things are included and some things aren't included, and therefore it seems that there's a steer in the words of Rav Shimon, as on one hand he's telling us that when someone is Makdish a Sada, it's considered like a Mechira, and therefore he doesn't include the five items that we mentioned in the previous this Mishnah, and yet he says that he does include a Charuv and Mokrov and Sada and Sikma, and those do become Hegdish. And in order to understand the Shita of Rav Shimon, the Tani Allah, and we have a Brisa that explains, Rav Shimon stated that Matam, that what is my reasoning, as L'chari it seems to be a Stira, and Zok Rav Shimon, that really I hold that Hegdish is compared to Mechira, and just like when you sell a field, you don't include these items, therefore you don't include five of the items. However, the Din of Charuv and Mokrov and Sada and Sikma is different, as Hel V'Yonkim stay Hegdish, as since they're taking the nutrients from the Sada of Hegdish, therefore they're included and they are considered Hegdish. Let's see the Rashbam deal with Maschel, Om Rav Shimon Matam, Hava Mukdoshin, Charuv V'Sadan, Tfei Mikol Hanach Tlel, that why is it that Reuven includes a Charuv and Sikamor in Hegdish more than the other items that we mentioned previously, and more than the other five items? If by the fact that he doesn't include the other five items, it must be that Rav Shimon holds that Makdish is Kamecha, Shlo Hikdish El Dvarim, the Shaykh L'Sada Tuva, to have a Nami Mechurin L'Inyim Mecha, Vilka Charuv V'Mokav, Inu Mukdish B'Klal Sada, and therefore the same Shvara should hold true, B'Negeya Charuv V'Mokav, and Asada Sikma, that they should not be considered Hegdish. And Bryce explains, Hoyl V'Yonkim is stay Hegdish, who Hegdish has a Sada, B'Ayin Yafa, Filu Mokam Charuv V'Sadin, that certainly when Reuven gives the Sada to Hegdish, he gave the entire Sada, and certainly all the rest of the trees are definitely included in the sale to Hegdish, and certainly all of the ground around the Charuv V'Mokav and the Sada Sikma is also included in his gift to Hegdish, and even though potentially he retained the Charuv V'Mokav and the Sada Sikma, but Lamaisi he didn't retain the Kaka, and Nimtzu Gedele Mikaka Hegdish, V'Gedula Hegdish, Hegdish Nenu, therefore these trees are considered Hegdish, and the Mefarshim ask that just like we know that when someone retains two trees for themselves, even though they don't have a right to land, and they can't replant the land, but certainly the pears belong to them, and we don't say that the pears should belong to the Baal Sada, because the nutrients are coming from the Sada, so L'chir Ben Gei Hegdish, why she would say that's considered Hegdish, and certainly Reuven retained the rights for him to use the nutrients from the field of Hegdish, and some of Farshim explain that in the Chinami, the Gemara just means that the Din Rabbanan, that these trees become Hegdish, as it looks like they're taking nutrients from a field of Hegdish, and some explain that we don't say the Svar Ben Gei Hegdish, and if you use the nutrients from the field of Hegdish, then the tree and the pears of the tree would be considered Hegdish as well, even Midoraisa. The Gemara continues, V'Isa Kedaitach Shiuri Shire, and if you're going to say that Rav Hun holds that even if you're Abba Kiva, that in the case where Reuven sells a field to Shimon and he retains two trees for himself, that he also retains the rights to land underneath the trees as well as the area around the trees, Kumulay Eri Vesalai, then since Rav Shimon holds that the din of Hegdish is similar to the din of Mechira, so L'chir, in our scenario, Reuven actually gave Hegdish the entire Sada, but the Maisa he retained for himself, the Charuv HaMokav and the Sada Nasikma, and all agree that in that case, Reuven actually retained for himself the land underneath the tree, as well as the land around the tree, Kumulay Eri Vesalai. If so, how could Brisa explain the Shita Rav Shimon that Hol V'Yonkim is stay Hegdish, if Lamaisa these trees that Reuven retained for himself are not taking its nourishment or its nutrients from the Sada of Hegdish, as Kikoyanki Midaf Shekoyanki, as these trees are receiving nourishment and nutrients from his own ground, as he retained the ground for himself? And at this point in the Gemara changes course, and although previously we stated that the Din of Rav Huna would even be Lefi the Shita Rabbi Kiva, however now the Gemara actually is chayza from that and holds Rav Shimon the Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rav Shimon's din is specifically like his Rabbi Rabbi Kiva, who holds Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha, and even in a case where Reuven sells an entire field to Shimon and he retained two trees for himself, that Reuven actually sells all of the land and he would only have a right to these trees while the trees are living, and he would only have rights to the pears of the trees, but if the trees would die, he would actually have to uproot the trees and he would not be able to replant them. And therefore, Rav Shimon states that B'negei Hegdish, the same holds true, that even though Reuven retains for himself all of these seven items that we mentioned in the Mishnah, but L'maisa, when he retained for himself the Charuv HaMokav or Sada HaSikma, L'maisa, he did not retain any of the Kaka underneath it, and therefore it's taking its nutrients from Hegdish, and therefore automatically it becomes Hegdish. And as the Gemara continues, Rav Huna, the Amar Karbanan, and in Chinami, then Rav Huna stated that if Reuven sells an entire parcel of land to Shimon, even if he only retains two trees for himself, that the din is that he retains the right to the Sada, and he would have a right to replant his trees, that is only going Lefi Shita Rabbanan, that hold Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha. And Ayin Rashbam, who states, V'hash to Hodeh Be'ah Gemara V'may Da Amal El V'afilu Rabbi Kiva. However, keep in mind that Rashbam points out in the Maschel of Rav Huna, that Umiyu B'maskona D'Shmaitza Mesukma Hod Rav Huna V'afilu Rabbi Kiva, the Maisa of Gemara is going to come out that Rav Huna could even be saying his din even Lefi Rabbi Kiva. And as we previously explained, that it makes sense Rav Huna would be saying his din even according to Rabbi Kiva, since Lamaisa, although on Daf Samach Dalam Beis, we stated Rav Huna Amarav Halach Kidre Chachamim, and he paskin that meicha bayin rahu meicha, but ultimately we do paskin like Rabbi Kiva that meicha bayin yafu meicha. And the Gemara continues and asks, Rabbanan pshita, if you're telling me that Rav Huna holds like Rabbanan, and he holds that generally meicha bayin rahu meicha, and as the Mishnah taught us, that Rabbanan hold that even if Reuven sold an entire sada to Shimon, and he retained a bar and dus for himself, that certainly Rabbanan hold that meicha bayin rahu meicha, Reuven was Mishaya derech la'atzmai, and he retained the right of way for himself, and even though he'll never be machshi ba'ara, and he won't be ruining Shimon's land, and therefore certainly in Rav Huna's case, where Reuven sold the entire parcel to Shimon, and he retained two trees for himself, and he knows that he's being machshi ba'ara, and therefore Shimon may have a claim against him to remove his trees, that certainly in that case, he retained the rights to land, and he retained the rights to replant his trees, and to keep his trees there. The Gemara answers, Nafkamina di nafli hadashaslu, or some agar is the halkamashwan, that the chiddush Rav Huna is, that if the trees fall down, then Reuven would have a right to replant these trees. In Echanami, although we thought that this din is poshut, however, the Gemara says that this gufa the chiddush Rav Huna, that since the Rabbanan hold the meicha bayin rahu meicha, not only does Reuven retain the rights to these trees, but he also retains the right to the land that's around the trees and underneath the trees, and if the trees would fall down or they would die, he would still retain the rights to replant them. And Rashbam points out that what is the great chiddush, and Zokt Rashbam at the top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that in the case where Reuven sold the field to Shimon and he retained the bar and dust for himself, even Rav Huna would agree that Lefid Rabbanan, that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, that although he kept the bar and dust, and Reuven certainly kept the right of way to get to the bar and dust, however, if at a later point the bar and dust actually collapsed to a point that it's impossible to repair the bar and dust, then in a chenami, Reuven would lose his right of way to the bar and dust. However, Rav Huna's Mechadish, that Rabbanan hold that if the trees would actually die, that Reuven would have the right to replace these trees. And Rashbam points out, and the Gemara originally thought that the only chiddush of Rav Huna was that Rav Huna is teaching us that even Rabbi Kiva would agree to his din, and therefore keeping the lace of lahai afilu have a parak pshita. And at this point, that the Gemara stated that Rav Huna holds like Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Kiva. That's why the Gemara asked pshita, and ultimately the Gemara says that the din of Rav Huna is even a chiddush according to Rabbanan. And we will stop over here.